We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joined now by a very special guest, former teammate of both of ours out in Los Angeles, Reggie Bush. Reggie, thanks for coming on, man.
Of course, man. You know I take care of my guys, man. How y'all doing?
We're doing great. Now, Reggie, I got to tell you, last week we had on Pierre, and we asked Pierre, we said, Pierre, you know, Reggie has gotten to do the Who Dat chant now 2 years in a row. You know, you were running back with Reggie. Are you offended and hurt? And he tried to play it off. He was like, no, man, that's family. That's my guy. And then Deuce was like, be honest. He goes, it kind of hurt my feelings. Which I thought was great.
He said he's coming in town for the game, so hopefully they, you know, they let him.
We'll go shove him out there, maybe. Yeah. So Reggie, you're in Los Angeles. We're getting all kinds of questions today about what the atmosphere is like out in Los Angeles this week. Obviously, New Orleans is about to burst at the seams with excitement. But what's it like out in LA with this Rams team?
It's nothing like New Orleans. I can tell you that. You know, I've seen a couple of people wearing T-shirts out here, but you know, this, New Orleans is a football town. You know what I mean? Like they go hard for their football. That they love football. Obviously, LSU and the Saints, you know, are kind of like their babies, but. You know, the energy out here, as far as I'm concerned, it's nothing like what you're going to get in New Orleans. New Orleans is a very special place. It's a very unique place. It's a football first town. Los Angeles is not like that. Los Angeles has a ton of other things going on. Not to say that the fans aren't excited about the game, but when you're talking about the passion, like I'm watching clips of, you know, people in the streets today in New Orleans dancing, like big parties and stuff going on, getting ready for the game. You're not going to see any of that out here.
Reggie, when you look at this matchup, just give us a couple players that can be difference makers for either team. You know, we know kind of the stars, the headliners, the Goff, Breeze, Alvin, and Mark Ingram. You know, but what could be a player that maybe we aren't paying attention to that could make a difference for either team?
Well, the kind of things I've been talking about this week is one is the emergence of CJ Anderson in his run game. Right, because what that does for them now, it opens up the play action and takes pressure off Jared Goff. Sean McVay knows that. I think the worst thing Sean McVay can do is get in his own way, right, and try to basically dethrone Drew Brees and Sean Payton, you know, by going step for step with them throwing the football down the field. I think if they do that, they're going to lose the football game. But I think with the emergence of this run game and obviously the elephant in the room that we've lost Sheldon Rankins now, I think they're going to try to run the football a lot. And I think that is the only way that they can beat us, is if they run the football a lot and effectively. Because ultimately what that does is it chews up time of possession, right? It'll keep our offense off the field if they have success. That's great if they have success because we had, you know, top three run defense all year long, but now losing to Sheldon Rankins kind of changes the dynamics a little bit. That's one player that I'm watching is just this run game of, you know, this newly found run game with CJ Anderson going up against our run defense. And then also Michael Thomas as well, because he took him to the ringer last time they played him. Set a single season game record, you know, but they didn't have a key to lead last time they played. I'm not sure who they're going to designate to Michael Thomas. You know, if it's a key to leave, that to me is very interesting because he has height, he has length, he can affect him, you know, with his size. And so not saying that he's going to stop him because I don't think he's going to stop Michael Thomas, but, you know, if they're able to hold him to under 100 yards receiving, I think they would look at that as a win. So I'm looking at the secondary of the Rams defense because I do believe they're pretty bad, and there's a ton of holes in that secondary. Obviously, that's where we can exploit them. Even in the last week when they played against the Dallas Cowboys, there were still a couple plays in there that Amari Cooper had or that Dak Prescott was, you know, throwing the football down the field where I still saw signs of this secondary hasn't gotten better. On the other side, with the run game, the Rams defense, they did a great job at stopping Zeke Elliott, but they did what they were supposed to, right? Because when you look at the game plan, when you play Cowboys, the game plan is always stop Zeke first, make Dak beat you. And when they got Amari Cooper, it was, okay, stop Zeke first, then you still got to play coverage. And so Amari's really been eaten, you know, on these man-to-man coverages against corners who can't cover. So to me, that game plan is different, right? Like, you can't use the fact that they stopped Zeke and try to say, well, they're going to be able to stop Kamara and Ingram because these are two totally different offenses, different quarterbacks, different weapons, you know. So there's just so many different dynamics, you know, as far as those are the things that I'm watching, though.
Saints legend Reggie Bush. Reggie, thanks so much for joining us, man, and make sure and wear your black and gold all over L.A. Rub it in their faces, buddy.
100%. 100%. Hey, and also I want to say one more thing because we're doing a pregame in front of the stadium, and it's going to be me, Amber, our co-host, and Maurice Jones-Drew. You guys, I don't know if you remember,
right.
AJD has some words to say about some people on the Saints team. So, I mean, all my Saints fans showing up for their pregame. Make sure we give Maurice Jones-Drew a nice Saints welcome.
Absolutely. And Maurice Jones-Drew is going to be ordering room service in this city because nobody want to see him out in the street.
All right,
Reggie, thanks so much, man, for being with us.
All right,
buddy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.